Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are all here representing the Tongass chapter of Trout Unlimited and Alaska Fly Fishing Goods here to talk about their event tonight. Welcome Brad Elfers, John Heifetz, and Kayla Royce. Thank you for being here today.
Hi.
Thank you. Thanks, Shelley.
Yeah, it's great to have you all here. And let's start with you, John, and Trout Unlimited. Tell me a little bit about what this organization does and how are you involved with it?
So Trout Unlimited, I'm the president of the local Tongass chapter, Trout Unlimited. Trout Unlimited is a North American organization basically involved with conservation and restoration of cold water fisheries, and mostly it's salmon and trout in North America.
And are you a fly fisherman yourself?
I'm a fly fisherman, but, you know, Trout Unlimited really isn't limited to fly fishing. It's just people enjoy the outdoors and fishing. We have about 125 members in Southeast Alaska.
Oh, all right. And Alaska Fly Fishing Goods is our local fly fishing shop. Brad Elfers, you're the owner. Tell us a little bit about your business.
Yeah, this is our 21st year.
Sorry, that mic has given us some trouble. Would you mind?
Sure, we'll share with John. Yeah. No, this is our 21st year, and we've actually been affiliated with this fly casting night since the beginning. And we teach lessons and get people out fishing and do all kinds of fun stuff like that. And this is always kind of the big kickoff to the fly fishing season.
Right. And the fly fishing, the fly casting night at Twin Lakes is tonight. And we're going to talk more about that. Last but not least, Kayla Royce, you're a fly fishing instructor. I know that because you've given me a lesson. also a filmmaker and an enthusiast, all around enthusiast. Tell me where you fit in with these guys and the event tonight.
I've been affiliated with both the local chapter of TU and Alaska Fly Fishing Goods for six plus years or so. And so I have sort of helped organize this event each year. And so I'm here just sort of pulling the behind the scenes strings, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you're all here tonight to talk about, annual fly casting night at Twin Lakes. How many of them have there been?
Brad would know that better than me.
Yeah.
Was it going on in the 90s?
It was. I think it's like maybe 25 years or so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's even before my shop was around, they'd done a few. So a long time.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's a well-established event then. It's happening tonight, Twin Lakes, 6 to 8 p.m. What's the goal of casting night?
We're just trying to, sort of make fly fishing easier for people to get into and sort of inspire people to get into it, kids and families and whatnot. I would just say that we're just trying to have fun and show people that fly fishing isn't as hard as everyone thinks it is.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty hard.
Didn't you catch a fish in your lesson?
I caught a fish, but I was spin casting.
Okay.
But it was a different night. But anyway,
yeah,
I know it takes a lot of practice, but it's a heck of a lot of fun. And it's a great reason to get outside, and maybe you'll walk home with dinner. You don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe. Don't count on one of us for that.
Tonight at fly casting night, there's more on offer than just fly casting lessons, which there will be fly casting lessons. Tell us a little bit about what else is going on at the event.
So tonight, we had a special donor give some gear to us for kids that we're going to have a free drawing. And that's something really special we haven't done for a while. So Brad's going to talk about the gear that we're giving away.
Cool. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, sure. So it's basically tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. at Twin Lakes. Anyone who's 12 years old or younger can come throw their name in the hat. And we have three really nice kids fly rod and reel combos.
Wow, really?
That an anonymous local fly angler who really likes seeing kids getting into the sport donated. And these are really top quality outfits for kids. So between 6 and 7, they can enter to win one of these. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll give away the rod reel package, give all three of them away. And then right after that, we'll have a kids-oriented fly casting lesson. So they don't have to know how to fly fish. We can give them a lesson right after that will get them rolling. So that's something that's pretty exciting and something we have not done before.
I like that idea of letting them, of a big winner wins a new setup and then gets to use it right away, gets to learn how to use it right away. So that's smart. Good job.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Well, you couldn't ask for better weather. There's also going to be food tonight, right?
Yeah, we have a barbecue. Everything is free. Kayla and I just did some shopping, so we got the back of Kayla's truck filled up with all the goodies.
Is there usually pretty high turnout for this event?
Yeah, I think in years past, we've usually gotten, 75 to 100 people or so. And we're hoping for the same this year. The weather's supposed to be nice, so we're hopeful. We have enough hot dogs and hamburgers for that many. So, first come, first serve.
We have salmon burgers, but we don't have trout burgers, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, maybe next year. Fishing's good. Well, it's all happening tonight, 6 o'clock, Twin Lakes. 7 o'clock is the drawing, and the lesson is at 7 o'clock after that, or after the drawing.
For the kids.
Yeah. The event lasts basically from 6 to 8 o'clock, and we're going to be breaking into smaller groups for we've got some expert fly casters. They're going to take some people a few at a time, right? And then give them some tips and hope they get the passion.
Great. And what can you catch out of Twin Lakes?
Well, today, nothing, because we're not putting hooks on these. For a beginning lesson, that's a little scary. But, later in the year when they do the fishing day at Twin Lakes, they do stock it. And so you can catch little trout in there later in the year. But tonight, nothing. Yarn.
Okay. Yeah. And then some other spots around town where people might have better luck?
Yeah, I mean, this time of year, the dolly fishing has really been pretty good in the estuary areas. So anywhere that the freshwater and saltwater mix, sort of in like the low tide estuary areas.
Brad, do you want to talk about the fishing report that comes out every week in the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know a lot of times it's hard to keep track for folks like what is going on this week, what was going on last week, to know where to go. So actually my shop, we put out every Thursday on our website. We have a fishing report, and we dish on where the good fishing is going on and what's working. So if you want to go out, it's pretty eagerly followed. We definitely see as soon as we put it out there, people are jumping on there. And and it's also fun. People will share their fishing photos with us, and with their permission, we'll put them on like the next week's report. So we've been doing that for a while, but it's something people look forward to on Thursday. So that's a nice little resource for the community, too.
I really appreciate it myself. I haven't checked the website yet this year. Is there a report up yet?
There is, yeah. We've had a couple so far, and the fishing's just starting to pick up. Although we've had kind of an early spring, the fishing is just getting really kind of heated up now. So.
Great. Well, I look forward to a good summer of fishing, and thank you for putting out that report. I've relied on it for as long as I've known about it, and it is such a great resource and super
helpful.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, we enjoy doing it.
I think I have to give it credit for the first king salmon I ever caught. So.
Oh, wow. That is good.
You're doing something right.
And only king salmon, but still. Great. Well, John, Brad, Kayla, thank you so much for coming, especially the day of the event. I know you guys are busy organizing it and getting your details and everything together, and talking all about fly casting night at Twin Lakes. Starts at 6 o'clock tonight. It's presented by Alaska Fly Fishing Goods, Rain Country Fly Fishers, and Tongass Trout Unlimited. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add, or maybe let us know where we can get more information?
Yeah, we do have a Facebook event for this. So if you need more information, we do have a Facebook event. I think it's called Community Casting Night or Fly Casting Night. And so tonight, from 6 to 8, we'll have the barbecue going at 6. We will start the casting lessons about 6:30, and then the drawing for kids' rods and the lessons will start right after that. So, it should be fun. We're also doing an accuracy casting contest. We forgot to mention that. So for people that have fly fished before and maybe, they're just joining along with someone else, we are doing an accuracy contest. And so rumor has it, the winner might win a fly rod, but I'm not certain on that.
That's what those hula hoops
are
for?
Yes, rumor.
Yes, so we have a bunch of hula hoops, and it's on a point system. And I know that I and all three of us are automatically eliminated. We're not allowed to try
even
to win. So yes. Apparently, everyone thinks that we're pros. So.
Okay.
So tonight from 6 to 8, it should be a really good time.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a good exercise for building up these skills.
Yes.
Well, thank you all three for being here today and for telling me all about it, and have a great time tonight.
Thanks, Shelley.
Okay, see ya.